hip, knees, wrists, or feet? Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026 edition. Campaign finance reports was turned in last Friday. And looking at specifically the United States Senate race that's happening here on August 4th is the primary. And then, of course, the general election, November 3rd. All four of Michigan's top-tier U.S. Senate candidates had something to celebrate after this weekend's campaign finance reports were filed. On the Democrat side, there's three candidates running. U.S. Congresswoman Haley Stevens, Democrat from Birmingham, her campaign quickly declared herself the winner of the fourth quarter by raising the most amount of money for the last quarter of 2025 of hard money that was donated into her campaign. Now, this is something they all had to file at the same time. The $2.038 million reported was the most of any campaign by Stevens. Far left-leaning progressive Democrat Abdul El Sayed reported raising $1.772 million, and State Senator Mallory McMorrow of Royal Oak reported just $50,000 less, basically $1.727 million. And the most likely Republican nominee Mike Rogers reported raising $1.536 million. However, with the highest amount of cash on hand, that was Rogers reporting that he has $3.45 million in the bank, cash on hand, from not having to spend basically any money. Well, then I thought to myself, wait a minute, he's been running a lot of ads on TV. No. Those ads you're seeing on TV right now, folks, is a Pro Rogers super PAC. PAC's been running those ads, not his campaign. On the NRSC side, the National Republican Senatorial Committee, they transferred $231,694 into his account, giving him more than Stevens for cash on hand. In addition, Rogers referenced this Pro Rogers super PAC now having $5.97 million in reserves, which added to the money he has, brings the Rogers campaign up to $9.42 million in the bank going into 2026. Rogers also had the most amount of money raised from Michigan donors, $705,679. El Sayed raised the most money from Michigan donors among the Democrats. Now, it's really interesting, if you look at the breakdown on the Democrat side, Stevens, the front runner, raised more money from Florida, $285,540, than she did from Michigan. Michigan, she only raised $215,172. And it was funny, Stevens also received money from the state of California, $191,346. Now, it's interesting because when you look at the state of Michigan specifically, potential voters, McMorrow had 934 people, individuals from Michigan, who gave to her campaign, compared to 615 Michiganians who donated to El Sayed, 493 for Rogers, and 300 for Stevens. Now, it's really interesting when you look at the local politicians and how they have been donating to these particular seats. Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks announcing in Grand Rapids that she is endorsing her colleague in the U.S. Senate that's being left open by the retirement of U.S. Senator Gary Peters. That is, of course, Senator Mallory McMorrow. El Sayed stressed this weekend in his fundraising pitch that he doesn't take corporate political action committee money or money from APAC, the American Israeli Political Action Committee. Rogers, being the presumptive Republican nominee with President Donald Trump's endorsement, said even though two other candidates filed reports having raised state legislative race-like money, for example, Genevieve Peters-Scott, she was on this show, you heard her here, she raised only $15,353 and then spent almost $10,000, leaving her with $5,807 in her bank account. Republican Party co-chair Bernadette Smith raised $14,796 and had spent $6,385 of it, leaving her with only $8,411 in the bank. Well, you might be running for the right reason, you guys, but with Rogers having between his own cash on hand, along with this pro-PAC, $10 million heading into 2026, the game's pretty much over. This end of the year 2025 report needed to be very large. You had to have at least $100,000 in your account by then. If you didn't, sorry, you're not even a contender. So at this point, a complete waste of time, it looks like, for Genevieve Peters-Scott and Bernadette Smith. Even for us to have to pinch our nose and vote for him, he's going to do it with or without us. When it comes to the August 4th primary, this Donald Trump endorsement put him way over the top and basically going to make him the candidate for the Republican Party. So looks like it's going to be a race between Mike Rogers, the Republican, and one of these three Democrats. And right now it looks like potentially it could be Haley Stevens, the Democrat congresswoman from Birmingham. So we'll see. We'll see where this goes. We'll continue to follow this and see as the numbers progress for the first quarter of 2026. Also, talking about campaign finance reports, kind of interesting. The reports came out and were filed, but not including the 35th State Senate District. They're having their special elections today, February 3rd, down in the 35th. Because of the short amount of time they had to raise money, they were not required to file any reports. But there are other five competitive state Senate races to watch as we head into the fall. Two Democrats fight it out to challenge Republican Michael Weber in the Senate District 9 seat, which is Rochester Hills. It also covers, besides the Rochester area, it also covers Troy in Oakland County, as well as parts of politically purple Sterling Heights in Macomb County. That particular race back in 2022, just 4 years ago, Weber won that seat by just 795 votes. If Weber can win re-election in November, as well as help Republicans win in other competitive Metro Detroit seats, it can support his case for why he should be Senate Republicans' next leader in the 27-28 term. Senate, hopefully, majority leader. In addition, Weber was the top fundraiser for 2025, raising $261,336. Spending only about $80,000 of it, he has $188,716 left on his balance sheet as we enter 2026. Now, it's kind of interesting because the Democrats hoping to challenge him have their own heated primary. Brendan Johnson, Democrat, Oakland County Commissioner, and State Representative Samantha Steckloff. She's a Democrat from Farmington Hills, and Clawson City Attorney Ren Nujai. Nujai's, whose household has been able to put aside their own personal wealth into his campaign, raised $314,816 overall last year and has $280,321 cash on hand. Meanwhile, the other two candidates, Johnson, only raised $42,762 and has still about that amount left cash on hand. State Representative Samantha Steckloff is basically in the same ballpark, $47,612. So we'll see where that goes. We'll continue to follow the Senate District 9 race. Again, that's Senator Michael Weber's current seat. And we'll see where this goes heading into November. Now, there is some additional races for Senate over on the west side of the state. Democrats and Republicans fighting it out in the 30th Senate District seat. We'll talk about that in the final segment of hour number one. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
I knew it all along, I'd have to come back home, 'cause it's living on the road, only made me tired and so.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number two here on this Tuesday. My favorite truck driving song, Amazing Rhythm Aces, No End in Sight. When I got a load to come back home to Miss Vicky, I absolutely played that song over and over and over again. I was so happy to be heading home. Well, kind of interesting situation, because there's a state representative, Carol Glanville. She's a Democrat from Grand Rapids, and she's running, announced to be running against the current Senator Mark Huizenga. He's a Republican from Walker down in the 30th Senate District. This is being considered one of West Michigan's last political battlegrounds, as voters in the region are going more and more and more toward the left. Grand Rapids completely gone heavily Democrat. Perfect example of this, Vice President Kamala Harris won the district in 2024 against President Trump by 7,154 votes. Now, this is in the Senate district area only. And winning Kent County overall by 51.8%. Are you kidding me? I did not realize she won the entire Kent County. Wow. I bet Dave Ajema, Barb Ajema are rolling over crazy on their sun tanning beds down in Jamaica today on their cruise. I'm just kidding. Anyway, one of the things that is very interesting about this, though, is according to sources close to the Senate Republican caucus, Huizenga is seen as the least likely to return following this year's elections. In their analysis, looking at the numbers from the presidential race just back November 5th, 2024, pretty clear, pretty obvious that it is now flipped Democrat. And with that point, Carol Glanville has potentially the best shot of flipping that Republican Senate seat to Democrat. Now, that's interesting, because going into the election of November, if a Republican is successful in winning the 35th state Senate district seat, we're going to have gridlock in the state Senate. We're going to have 19 Republicans, folks, to 19 Democrats. So they're saying if this seat does, in fact, flip, well, then it's going to be the senators overtaking and replacing other Democrats in November. For example, in the final 3 months of 2025, Huizenga raised a respectful $41,149. Glanville raised more, $63,736. Huizenga's candidate account collected $282,721 in total for the year. Glanville, very competitive with them at $169,380. Cash on hand heading into 2026, very close as well. Huizenga, $110,430. The Democrat Glanville with a little bit more by $24,000, $134,892. Why do we follow the campaign finance report so closely? Because you got to get your name out there. While Huizenga name is very well known in West Michigan, it is leaning heavily, heavily, heavily Democrat and will do so in November. The Democrats will be out in force voting for all the down ballot Democrats. Senator Kevin Hertel, he's the Democrat from St. Clair Shores in Macomb County. He won the 12th Senate district last year by just 404 votes. He enters 2026 with 166,720 and has cash on hand of $305,922. No, I'm sorry, that's the total he raised for the entire year with cash on hand of $166,720. Attempting to take him down is first-time candidate Shelley Wright. She's a Harrison Township Republican and the owner of a statewide process serving company. Her campaign manager, Ken Licari, is the Macomb County Regional Director for President Donald Trump's Force 47 campaign operation. However, Wright was not recruited by the Senate Republican Campaign Committee for this position. And her campaign kickoff event was not attended by any of the Republican caucus members. Officially, her campaign raised $26,140 and she has $15,971 cash on hand. So obviously, Kevin Hertel very easily will win re-election in that district. And then lastly, there's a new Senate District 13 in Oakland County. Republicans have rallied behind former State Representative Ryan Berman, the Commerce Township Republican who unsuccessfully tried to run for Attorney General back in 2022. He began fundraising just 3 months ago and has $3,700 raised in his account. Very, very interesting. So we'll continue to follow these races and these candidates. And we will also talk in the next bottom of the half hour at 10:30. John Bumstead. The bum is going because he's term limited. We'll talk about that at 10:35. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse coming on next. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal